Hello, everyone, and happy Sunday. We have a special guest with us today, and she's going to talk about how she made it as a makeup artist all the way to being the number one skincare for men. Stay tuned. Hello, everyone. Happy Sunday. Welcome to another episode of Success is the New Black. I am your host, Ashita Onre. And normally I have Tara Johnson, my co-host, with me, but she is out on assignment today. But nevertheless, I have a wonderful guest, Cole Patterson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I am so happy for you to be here with us. And she is going to talk about her skincare line. And she's the number one skincare for men and celebrities. And I love that. And I'm so excited to hear about it. And I can't wait to dive into it. I know I'm probably really excited because I've been trying to get you for a really long time. So you are here with us today. Tara says her hellos. And let's get started.
Great.
So you started off as a makeup artist.
Yeah. Well, not technically. I've always been an esthetician. I started off as an esthetician over several decades ago.
Okay.
I will say that. From that, then I kind of dabbed into makeup slightly, and it took off, and I was like, well, why not? And started doing film and television and gaining a couple of different celebrities. But prior to doing makeup, it kind of came about because I was, I used to do event coordinating for showcases and artist development work in Atlanta for ASCAP BMI, you know, for managers and labels to search for talent. So I was ahead of that and did a lot of coordinating events with that.
But your passion was always
skincare. Yes.
And so when was that moment? Take us back to that moment where you decided to go for your passion.
About 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, the thing too is that it helped with my makeup career.
Yeah.
Because I had another element to offer other than just being a makeup artist. I was very versed and understood skin, and I could teach and explain certain treatments and processes of how to better take care of their skin to limit the uses of makeup.
Right.
And especially for male clients. That just so happened to be one of the things that was like, okay. Because with men, even though they're behind the scenes and they're on television for their camera-ready appearance, I didn't like to see that they had a lot of makeup on.
Right.
And they take as much time as women in the chair. Like, we had to cut that down.
Right.
So through that process, I just started, was like, I get it. They're not being told about skin, and they're just packing on, and makeup artists are not knowledgeable of it. So they're just packing on makeup. They're just basically putting on makeup to cover it and to conceal it so they could look great for TV. So I got to the root of the problem and just basically started working inside out.
I love that. I want to take a step back just in case people missed it. I love the fact that you saw a need in the market and you decided to take it.
Yes.
And that's what you did.
I did.
Now, what's the difference between skincare for men and women? Is it the texture? Is it the skin? Is it the toughness? Is it because of our pores? What's the difference between the two?
There are several different differences. One definitely being the texture. Two being men tend to have more oilier skin because of the texture and because they perspire more. They're more active. Their testosterone level is a lot higher. So there's a lot of things that contribute to why men's skin are the way that it is. Lifestyle, everything that they do, what they put in their body. They're different with breaking down carbohydrates as well, just to give it a different thing. Like women may, you know, a guy could burn off carbohydrates and won't get the love handles and so forth unless he's over excessive with it. But a woman, you know, we try to stay away from it because it, our body breaks it down differently. And that's how the skin is.
Wow.
The skin is addressed differently in men than it is women.
And never, not to also shun the guys, but they're just lazy with their skincare too, a little bit.
That, you know what? I'm going to have to take up for the men because they are, but they're not. And the reason why they became lazy, what most people think, is because they were not taught. They were not, they were not given the opportunity to do that. Like, we got away from that. And if you know, back in the 20s or 30s, there was a popular thing called hot shave, when guys actually enjoyed going to the barbershops and they actually enjoyed being pampered. That was a part of grooming.
Right.
And then for somewhere, it wasn't man enough. So they lost of it. So you had the hardworking blue collar dads that didn't have the time or the money or the or anything like that to indulge in that.
Right.
So it got away from it. So all the guys saw in one generation was their dads working, their grandfathers working. They didn't pamper themselves. They had, you know, unmanicured nails. They had bad skin. They had razor bumps. And it just became, and I think the most popular thing they were using that was had lye in it that was burning their skin. That's why I had a lot of, you know, dark guys had a lot of
that darkness,
the masking, yes.
Oh, okay.
Which was from what was it, Magic Shave or something?
Right.
Because that was the only thing they knew.
Old school there.
Yeah. So, so you know, it was a lot cheaper for them to do it themselves, and then they used this product, which is okay, but they didn't properly use it because they weren't professionally trained to do it. That's a professional product,
right?
So it's just I wouldn't say that they were lazy. They just kind of drew away from it because they didn't know what to do.
All right. Well, you checked me. That's cool.
Fellas, I got you. I got you. I'm not going to let her do that to you. That's why I'm here. Like, I'm not going to do it. Trust me. It's not going to happen.
Because, you know, guys, they get lazy. They just be like, oh, okay, whatever. And they barely put on lotion. Well, they put on lotion on their face and not moisturizer.
Because they're mechanics. Because, again, because they feel like they don't need moisture because their skin is already oily. But moisture doesn't mean oil. That's the difference. Okay. There's a whole
school.
Yeah,
me,
it's a whole. That's why. But you know what I mean. So they don't put it on there because they don't want to be more oilier. They don't want to be more. So they're not going to put moisturizer on it because they want that matte looking where they won't feel greasy or have to keep wiping their face. And it's just, you know, they think that produces more oil. In some instances, it does, but they're naturally overactive sebaceous glands, which are oil glands. That's what men have. So,
well, take us through your product.
Okay.
And I know there's several different products and there's several different layers to what men are to do for their face.
Yes.
Because it's not just washing your face and putting on moisturizer. There's actually a treatment that you can do for you, for yourself. Is that correct? At home?
Yes, it is. But the way that my product is formulated, that is the treatment is in the product.
So there it is. All right.
So if that makes sense, the treatment is in the product. So all my products are multifunctional.
Okay.
Because working with men for over 20 years, I understand the mechanics of a man. He's not going to want to do 6 or 7 things that a woman would do to maintain healthy skin. Mm-hmm. So you have to simplify and offer the best, most effective treatment in 1 or 2 products. And that's what I've done. Because what will happen is that men will become overwhelmed. It's too much. Mm. They're very, it's like
in men, and out. Yeah, like they're shopping.
Yeah. Or just men are just made differently. Right. Like it's just, we say, what is the book? Venus and Mars and so forth.
Yes.
It's just, we can't expect them to behave like women. Mm-hmm. We can't expect them to do routines like women will do, even though some guys are being a little bit more image conscious and they're pulling into that. So, which is great. That's great. They've created their own niche, you know?
Yeah.
But, so the products are multifunctional. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I did that, because I wanted it to give the ultimate benefits. And so they can see a result in their skin instantly. Because if guys don't see something quick and simple, they're going to resort back to their old ways.
Okay.
That's just the way it is. They're like, oh, I ain't doing it. I don't have time for that. You know. So I made it real simple for them. And they can't say no. They absolutely cannot. And like once they see it and they use it, they're like, okay. They see a huge difference and you want that. You don't want to wait till 2 weeks to 3 weeks for them to see a difference. Then they're going to come back and they're like, well, it didn't work the way that I want. I wanted to see something that was dramatic where they couldn't, the feel, the touch, the look, they can actually come back and say, look, that stuff really works. And they're really shocked and surprised.
Now, with the product, how do you develop that?
So I always tell people because... to understand the passion and the love behind it, I make sure that I tell each and every person I encounter, and I'm going to tell you guys as well, it's not a private label. I hired a chemist and we formulated. I addressed a couple of ingredients that I thought that could give what I needed to see dealing with like all types of skin, the oily skin, the sensitive, rosacea, acneic skin, hyperpigmentation, all the things that both Black men, white men, Asian men, Greek men, Chinese men, that the bulk of the issue that most of these guys had. And it was mostly due from shaving and improper care. So with my knowledge and ingredients and certain enzymes and so forth, I was like, let me see what this looks like. It makes sense to me. I'm going to see what it looks like. So I sent it to a chemist that I hired, and it worked. I didn't have to do them. The ingredients worked the way that they worked. And it, you know, so that's how it came about, you know. And I was shocked and amazed, just like they were, because I'm like, great, okay, moving on. We're going to do something else. And the crazy thing is that, not crazy, but the most blessed thing now is that I have a couple of different clients, but one in particular that has been with me for, I want to say about maybe 9 years. I won't say any names. He's a socialite. However, his skin was so bad, that I could not get him to, you know, I would do facials on him. I would address him, and I sent him through treatments. This is when I was doing stuff behind a chair, and I started pulling in a lot of my celebrity clients to help them with their appearance on camera. So I would bring them into a salon and do their facials and give them treatments and so forth. So him in particular, he didn't want to do anything, but I'm like, we got to get the skin together. To this date, he's been on my product since my first batch, since my sampling, almost 3.5-4 years. His skin is so magnificent. He goes to get facials. They're like, what are you using? You don't have a blackhead. You don't have anything in sight. His skin is impeccable. It's flawless.
Now, wouldn't that be good to use his name?
It would be, but I won't do that to him. But oh, people, man, that know him know. It's because they even talk about, he's in the music industry, and they were like, I couldn't believe how bad his skin. But it took me a minute because I had to tell him that I can do whatever I can, but I need you to drink more water. Right. I need you to address these things so we can work together.
Right.
So we can get some process. And he's committed. He's a, you know, he's mad that I'm so busy that I don't have time to go to the shop or anything like that. But he just texted me the other day. He was like, you know what? Using your product, I don't even need a facial.
Wow.
I don't even need a facial. I was like, that's great to hear. We need to get you on tape saying that.
Yes. That is, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
amazing you. To Thank hear. You. Now, for our entrepreneurials that are
that
watching,
too.
Right? Being an entrepreneur, how did you go from hiring a chemist to launch? Because I know so many of us are trying to figure out how to go from point A to point B. And then once you launch, how do you sustain? Just to give our audience a little tidbit from your experience.
It's from my, the first thing is faith. And the first thing is to believe in what you're selling. That's the very first thing. If you have a product, if you have a tool or whatever, you have to believe in it.
Absolutely.
And you have to ask yourself, would I use this? Would I buy this? My product, I use on myself. Even though I formulate it for men, I use it. I use it every day. You know, that's because I believe in it. I'm not going to give you or sell you something that I don't use or cannot use myself. And I have very sensitive skin. So I wanted to see how it would affect the guys that had sensitive skin. And me being a woman, because my skin is different, I knew if it worked on me, the guys that had sensitive skin, it would be great for them because they can sustain a little bit more.
Right.
So from development, I did everything backwards. So I don't even know if my story is will be what
that's
I would
what
tell.
Makes the story so amazing.
Yeah, but it's like I can't really So I did everything backwards and I'm kind of still doing things backwards, but it's working for me. And not necessarily not saying that it won't work for them or other entrepreneurs, but I would say if I could do it all over again, I would take my time. I would definitely know that there's no rush.
Yeah.
And I would exhale and really think about it and strategically develop a plan of how I would launch and what, once the product is done, what will I do with it? And mm-hmm. who's my demographics and who would I sell it to and why would they buy it? I knew that, but I didn't address that. I did my packaging first. Mm-hmm. Before anything. The packaging was so hard because I couldn't find the packaging that I had in my head.
Right.
It took me 6 months and I still didn't find it. So I had to repackage, not my logo, but repackage the bottling.
Okay.
The bottling that I had designed in my head mm-hmm. that I just figured that was going to exist. Right. It didn't. So that's what I mean. I did things backwards. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a graphics and drew the images that I wanted. And from there, you know, of course, I was working at the formula in conjunction with that. But like I said, I did things differently. But I will say that, and I did a business plan, which I wasted money on a business plan because I really didn't need it. I self-funded all my stuff myself. Right. But I will probably need it, but I got to go back and redo it. So spending money. Don't be such in a rush to spend money and just, you have to get your budget together. You have to understand, what can I spend? How am I going to do this? And how much is, where it's going to come from? So I just kind of like, you know, I was spending, mm-hmm. you know, I wasted a lot of money, testing stuff and trying to figure it out and packaging and trying to search for bottles overseas and so forth and so on. So really putting your budget together is the first thing. Put your budget together. Once you have an idea, after your idea, write it down. Put your budget together on how much you realistically can spend, mm-hmm. how much you realistically, and you have to put your own personal expenses in there too.
Yes.
So put that to the side and see, deduct all of that, and then see how much money you have to play with. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But more being strategic.
More being a business person.
Right.
Not being an artist. Because I was an artist. I'm a business. Like, I've always been self-employed for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I know how to create. And I'm an artist. But the great thing with me, most artists are not business people.
Okay.
So they don't understand business. I understand business. I know how business works. So I was that's why it was okay for me to do it, because I can combine business and creativity at the same time. But like I said, I did things backwards. But if I had to offer advice to anybody, I would tell them, definitely put your idea, get your budget together, mm-hmm. and see where you need to allocate that money.
And then when you say your budget, allocate the money into certain areas. Just put a budget into certain areas that you can actually get done in a certain amount of time and then move on to the next step.
Yes. Okay. Like, don't just spend money. Cause I didn't really keep a budget. I did. Like, I was like, I want to get this done.
Right.
And how much it cost, it cost. I didn't shop around and compare because mm-hmm. I was in a rush. That's why I said, don't be in a rush. I felt like, and I don't know why I was just eager. I'm going to say it was,
excited.
Yeah, I was excited. I needed
product.
To get, yeah. So I wasn't in a rush. I was just eager and I was excited to get it out. And I was like, this is it. This is it. And, but yeah, to allocate the money and to also just basically know where that money's going to come from. Like, yeah. You can't put it all on your credit card.
Right.
So, but yeah, those are the two things. It's just like making sure you have a concrete budget and staying within those budgets. Mm-hmm. Don't go outside your budget. And if you do, you got to go back and rethink some stuff, what you can eliminate, what you can do without, what can wait in the future. A lot of stuff I wanted right now.
Right.
So I wasted a lot of money and I ended up having to like rebuy
okay.
stuff and repackage stuff. You know,
yeah.
instead of like really being strategic in the way of setting aside and getting several samples of this and mm-hmm. comparing it and so forth and so on. So, yeah, I would say definitely do your research and compare.
Yeah.
Compare.
Negotiate.
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 Compare, negotiate, negotiate, negotiate. Yes.
And that's one of the things that I know that a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with is that excitement.
Yeah.
And like you said, you just wanted to get out. You're ready to go for it. You don't care how much it costs. Where there's a will, there's
yeah.
a way. I'm just going to do it and then I'm going to launch. And then once you launch, then you're kind of like, oh, now yeah. I got to keep it going.
Well, you know, I didn't have an official launch until last year. My product was out 2 years prior to that.
Oh, okay.
So that's the thing. Yeah. I was like, it wasn't a launch. I did like a soft introduction.
Okay.
But it wasn't a launch. My official launch was last year for the ESPYs. And it was okay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I would say just take your time. Like, just really think about it. Think about your launch. You can do several different launches. You can do an event launch. You can do an introduction launch. You can do a website launch. You can do a new product launch. There's so many different elements. So look at your channels of how you're going to distribute that product, and also look at the people who and how you're going to distribute it to and how it's going to reach them.
Oh, that's a good nugget.
Yeah.
That's a really good nugget.
So people think too, is like online is like the hardest business ever. Mm-hmm. It's not easy. I think with me, if I had a storefront, it would be a lot simpler for me. It would be a lot easier. Online takes a lot of research. You got to... SEOs, optimization,
right.
Acronyms. Like, you got to really be on top of that. That's another job within itself.
Yes. Yes, it is. So
I'm like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's fun. But, you know, I like to learn on the way. I like to, indulge in new information and excited about for like 10 minutes, and then I'm like, okay, what's next?
Right,
you know,
right.
But I'm not a techie person, so it kind of bores me mm-hmm. after a while. I'll learn enough to understand, like, if I approach someone and need to communicate with them on what I need and what I felt, or ask them what it is that can maximize my traffic, you know, I know how to communicate in that aspect, but I'm not going to waste too much time on going and right. try to figure out coding and none of that.
Yeah. And what's so amazing about what you just shared is the fact that being an entrepreneur, I know that we have so many hats, mm-hmm. but it's the honesty and the realness that you just shared, that it takes time.
Yes.
And don't rush, and be, you know, financially smart, be financially strategic, take on certain things that are more important and see if you can do everything else secondary or third or fourth. And sometimes some things need to wait till next year.
Yes.
Which is actually a smart move. And it helps you because it controls you, because sometimes we get so eager, we can't control that emotion.
And then that's why a lot of things just go out,
and that bam, you hit it on the nose.
That's why a lot of things fail, because it didn't pan out what we imagined. Mm-hmm. So we instantaneously give up and we think it's a fail. No, it wasn't the time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in the industry, even though the male grooming thing is, it's buzzing. Mm-hmm. But it's a very new industry and everybody's not catching on. You have your big companies like Dove and like Procter Gamble and all of those, but they have the marketing, they have the money. So they have a plethora of products because they haven't figured out what the man wants and what he needs and what he desires.
Right.
So they're just offering a bunch of stuff, and they basically are copycatting off what the women's line would do. Mm-hmm. So guys are buying deodorant, of course. Mm-hmm. They're buying washes. They like body washes.
Right, for men,
And that works for them because they're able to offer a plethora of product. So they're going to make their dollars. Mm-hmm. With me, I want it to be more smart. I don't want to just sell a bunch of products. I'm not that company. I want to make sure that you get what you need. And I take pride in that. Yeah. I'm not it's a person behind this brand. Mm-hmm. I'm an expert behind it. I've been an expert for 20 years in this. I know what I'm talking about.
Right.
I know what I'm doing.
Yes.
I write articles for two professional skincare magazines, and to say that is to say, when I did my first one 2 years ago, I did them back in 2008, and then once I launched the line, I started getting back into doing public speaking and being a guest speaker for a couple of skincare events. And to see my audience was very slim about the men market was like, oh, it hasn't caught on. It says they haven't figured out how to make a living off of that, because men are not breaking down the doors in spa treatment, and they're not as spa savvy as women.
Yeah.
But what they're missing out on is that men are very loyal and they're committed.
Yeah.
Once you get them. I know that because I have a lot of male clients, and that's what they're not understanding. A woman wants the next new, the most trendy, the most fashionable. Men want something that they can trust, that they can depend on, and that what they want in a woman. That's what they want.
All right.
They want in a product what they want in a woman.
I love that. That should be your slogan.
That's a good one. We got that on tape, right? So I'm like, what did I just say? But yeah.
So what's next for your product?
So what's next? I am, well, July will be the next, the third annual grooming lounge.
Okay.
We hit this location undisclosed at this moment. And I have a huge campaign going on. We have a campaign called Man Enough. That's pretty much my slogan. And it's basically to address, men in all aspects, in all facets, their individuality, their personality, their originality.
Yes.
Everything. 'Cause there's so many layers in men. Like women, I think that, look at me getting into relationship issues.
I'm loving it, but this is my, you know, I love relationships. I love relationship talk. So I'm just soaking this up.
Okay, so here's the thing is that there's a disconnect with men and women. And I think that disconnect is because women do not understand that men are multidimensional. So how they would act at a workplace with their colleagues is not how they're going to work with their teammates, not how they're going to work with their family. So they're subjected to play different roles. And if a woman understands those different roles, they will understand that there's a lot of depth and more fabric in that man than just what you see.
Right.
And that's what I mean, like role playing.
Right. Oh, we got a big nugget. Oh, I should have said that big nugget. But then maybe I should have.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's they're very visual creatures.
Right.
So,
I know. Role playing.
So to understand it. So that's what my line does. So we have this campaign. My dear friend Kai Morrison and I went to Atlanta to shoot this campaign. He shot some video for me. And I had some very handsome men that are that started the campaign, and we took great photos, and it'll be out soon to launch leading up to the event. So basically, they're man enough. It's Robert Christopher Rowley.
Oh,
is one of my models, and George Wilson is the other model. He used to play for Buffalo and the Titans in New York. I mean, Buffalo in New York and the Titans in Tennessee, but now he's pursuing acting and a little modeling. So that's what's next. These guys, they killed the photo shoot.
Oh, nice.
We have commercial video coming out as well. And just to grab the men, I'm trying to get their attention.
Yeah.
And let them know that I got you. Like, what are you waiting on?
Right.
Like, who's next?
Right. Come get to know me.
Yes. Yeah. Come get to know me. There's a person behind this skincare line. Yeah. But the funny thing is that, because my name's Cole, everybody think it's a guy.
Right.
And they're like, oh, you're Cole. You're Cole. I'm like, yeah, I'm Cole. Okay. Yeah. So that's a good thing.
Now, the event that's in July is called Grooming.
So, yes.
Can anybody come to that, or is that an invitation only?
It's so, it's, what I'm going to do, and we could probably do this together.
Okay.
I'm going to offer a prize.
Okay.
And maybe they will be able to enter the event.
Okay.
But it's a very, it's confidential. I don't, you know, as you know, last year I don't release the address to the location. You get personal emails to know where the location is, and you only get that a couple of days before that. You'll get the times and the area, but you won't get the location. And that's just to keep it confined. I don't want a party. It's not a party. And I think a lot of things too is that I know it's around the ESPYs. It's the Tuesday before ESPYs. And a lot of people think it's a gifting suite. It's not a gifting suite. It's a grooming lounge. Mm-hmm. There is a difference. You know, last year we had Hollywood and Football to welcome the Rams, the L.A. Rams, to L.A. So they were our special guests. So it'll be stuff like that and more free facials and product. But it's definitely for guys to feel, to smell, to see the visual of the product so they can indulge in it. So they could take products home and use them and see what it does and see how it feels and get that image conscious savviness, you know, keep it together.
Keep it sexy.
Keep it sexy, you
I
know.
Love it.
Yeah, like
I
keep
love
that
it.
Skin right. Like
All
you
right.
can have a beard, but if your skin is like not good, like what's the use? That's like, I mean, like, seriously.
I understand.
That's like it, having nice eyes but not an attractive smile.
Right. Oh, right. Keep it sexy, so,
like,
fellas.
Keep it sexy. Just
and there's
come
nothing
on.
Wrong with being on your grown man shit.
Yeah.
Let's just be real. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. It's sexy. It's classy. It's endearing. It's loving. And it's attractive.
And I think men are like, but I will say that there's a lot of men that want to get that grown man sexiness on, because we saw that last year.
Yes,
at the event. It was a lot of handsome, grown, sexy, grown-ass men there.
Yes, it was. And they were dressed nicely,
and they were dressed superb.
Nobody was sagging.
Nobody. Everybody had came suited. They came with vests. I'm getting chills just even talking about it. But it was, that's what I want to see. It's like, so we have this thing. We have grooming, and we have the fashion industry, and we have Cole right there in the middle where I intersect. So to bring this stuff together, it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle brand.
I love
it's just not a product. Right. So there's a lot of things next. I want people to, you know, follow me and see, you know, what's coming, and you got to keep up.
Well, speaking of follow you, where can they follow you?
They can follow me at Cole, C-O-L-E, skincare, for men.com, and at, that's my Instagram, my, like us up on Facebook, with Cole Skincare for Men as well. And my Twitter is Cole, C-O-L-E, S-C, for men.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're on, are you on Facebook as well?
I'm on Facebook, and it's Cole Skincare for Men.
Okay.
Facebook.
So Cole Skincare for Men, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and the website.
Yes.
And then we'll talk about doing the giveaway.
Yeah, we can do that real soon. So basically what we'll do, because it's a secret location, because people, you know, it's the funny thing. Everybody's like, when are you doing another? When are you doing another? You should do one next month. I'm like, no, we're doing it next year.
Because they don't realize the planning.
The planning is very
tedious.
Because
it was a sexy event. I'm not going to lie. It was a sexy event.
I wish I had some footage. You know, I got some footage.
I know. But we can send it to me. I can still put it on Instagram and Facebook.
They had, like, I got some really good footage. And I think I posted a little bit on Instagram. But yeah, it's really, it's a great, I look forward to it. Like, just to have, and for the event this time, we're going to honor two men for the Man Enough Award.
Oh, okay.
So this is, and this is going to be so sexy. It's just going to be ridiculous.
I love it. I love
like,
sexy
I can't even get, in detail, because no telling with me, because each year we step it up.
Right.
So it's just, I don't know where to go from here.
Well, I
want to
be on
see.
The committee. I want to be on the planning committee, because I like sexy shit.
Okay. So you know what? We need that.
Yes.
Because I want to pull myself away from it.
Or a sponsor or something, because I love sexy stuff.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be amazing.
Too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
You're
for
welcome.
Coming on Success is the New Black. I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
And thank you again, because I know I've been trying for so long to get you, because I follow you on Insta. So I've seen all of her stuff. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I'm Ashita Onray, and you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Ashita Onray. And again, you can follow Cole Patterson, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Cole Skincare for Men. Thanks so much. Looking forward to inspiring you next week.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.